Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified transformational health coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, Blog Talk Radio host, and best-selling author. These last few weeks have been interesting to follow. Is it a hype or is it truth? What can we do about it? How does it affect us? How serious is it in reality? What are some of the restrictions? What can we do to prevent being affected by the virus? Why do people panic? Well, of course, we're talking about the COVID-19, the coronavirus. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is I've been doing a lot of listening to people, verifying if things are true or not, because, I mean, people want to sell stuff and they just, you know, pretend to know so they have higher sales or whatnot, and then they create a panic in the area and people are going nuts about it. And my question to you is it really so? Now, there are some suggestions we can take serious or heed to avoid getting affected. And one of them, and you can find those all over the place. I mean, I just got it from a friend of mine who's actually the person who's managing the MD online, you know. So I know it's a reliable source, and what he says, and that's Dr. Michael Smith, and also Dr. Anderson is stating some stuff, what we can do, and these are two people that I personally know and trust, and they've been very successful in their business, so it's more likely to believe that than what politicians are sharing on TV. So anyway, the first suggestion is wash your hands often with lots of soap and water for at least 20 seconds. And don't just slightly touch. Really rub your hands, as only friction can get rid of the virus sitting on your hands. They suggested even to sing happy birthday twice to make sure you scrub your hands for 20 seconds. What an easy way to remember how long to do it. So that's a good one. Then the next very powerful suggestion is do not touch your face, eyes, nose, mouth, as these are easy entryways for the virus. They are also closer to the lungs where then the virus grows and starts attacking us. Stay away from people who cough or are sick. Refrain from hugging or kissing. I know we're friendly people and we love to share affection, but this is not the best time to do so. If you need to touch to make sure you're validated or you're validating the person you want to talk to, use an elbow-to-elbow touch because that does not go in your face. If you need to touch, refrain from handshakes, because that's where most of it is happening. And then you touch your face, and then you got it. And you don't know for 10 to 14 days, that's what the incubation time is, to figure out if it is the flu, if it is the virus. And even then, it cannot be 100% for sure be detected. So best thing is just to do the best we can to refrain from being in touch with too many people. Actually, today I just heard, and I did Google for the truth to see if that's really so. I'm not sure yet if it's going to happen, but it's a talk about, and not everybody knows it. I got that from a person who works from the government, that they've heard that President Trump will be imposing a 4-week quarantine on all people living in America. If this is truly the case, make sure you have enough food and toiletries at home as the stores will be empty. The talk is that we cannot leave the house for 4 weeks. So my motto, better be safe and sound and prepared just in case this is happening. So don't go and buy out the stores for everything, but make sure you buy enough for 4 weeks so you don't have to leave your house if indeed this quarantine comes into effect. Get enough disinfectants to keep your house clean and prevent from getting sick. So why is this so important to me? Our Health Coach Summit just got postponed today due to people flying or driving in from all over the USA, exposing us to unnecessary risks. Now I get to cancel my flight and my hotel reservation. But that's not all. There is more behind. It's not just about us. We might not get it, but we might carry it and give it to a loved one. So that's why Dr. Michael Smith said this morning, it was with a heavy heart to postpone the summit for us. However, it was for our and our loved ones' protection. He is living with his 91-year-old mother, and there is no way he wants to get her affected, because they say, they as the doctors, that people above 60 or below 70 or above 70 should actually be more serious in taking precautionary measures rather than exposing themselves, because they have a higher risk. People with diabetes, with lung disease, with asthma and stuff like that have higher risks of contracting the disease, the virus. And so by being cautious and prepared to stay at home for the time being, especially if this quarantine really is going to be enforced, and I have no proof of it that it will be, but we'll see within the next 2 weeks if it will be. Let's be prepared. So make sure that you can live for 4 weeks at home without having to get out of the house, without having to go to stores anyways, because they're going to be out of food and toiletries and disinfectants and everything we need. So I do not want to create a panic. That's the last thing I want to do. I do not want you to freak out, but I want to encourage you to stay calm, collected, and be fully prepared. We can do that. And instead of just believing everything you hear, Google it. Google the truth. And, you know, safety comes before pleasure. Keep safe and sound. And we can do later the things we cannot do right now. So I just said our health summit has been postponed off into the future when it's safe to travel. Because as I said before, it's not absolutely that we might get the virus, but we can be a carrier and won't know it for 10 to 14 days. And even then we might know it, but the people we're in touch with, if they're not 100% healthy and they have those breathing issues or diabetes or other things, it makes it much more difficult to protect them. Because they wonder, where in the world did I get this virus from? I didn't go anywhere. I did what I was supposed to do. And yet we went somewhere, learned a lot, had fun, got together, hugged each other because we're a very close-knit family. And that way, just by walking through the airport or touching a hand railing or something, we might be a carrier. So let's just be really cautious and considerate of one another, and definitely make sure we wash our hands with soap and water, or, you know, thieves from Young Living is a hand sanitizer or Purell or something like that. Let's just do what we can to keep ourselves and our loved ones safe so we can put a stop to this kind of created panic that's out there. and just stay happy and safe. That's the best we can do. And once it's over, we can be thankful that we didn't get affected, that we did not affect any of our loved ones. And then we can, you know, go out and do what we wanted to do and know that we've done the right thing. We've helped not just ourselves, but we've helped everybody else. And yes, it is kind of difficult not to go to places. So it's, you know, mind over matter, safety over pleasure, all these little things that we need to know. So I just want to say, I so appreciate each and everyone who's listening, who's taking this to the highest safety level possible by remaining calm and safe and sound and by doing what's suggested. Stay away from big crowds. Don't fly. If you have to go somewhere, drive your car. Disinfect the steering wheel, the seats, whatever you can in case somebody else gets in it. So just make sure that everything works out great. And having said that, just really keep up a positive attitude. Fussing about it, worrying about it, getting angry about it does not help, because attitude can cause illness or it can create health. That's up to us what we choose. So I just want to wish you all a very happy, safe and sound day, weeks, and maybe next month, just to see if President Trump is really going to impose that 4-week quarantine starting in 2 weeks or sooner. I have no clue, because we know that things change every day, just like the weather forecast. They say something is going to happen the next day and it doesn't. It all depends on how the winds shift and how the pressure is outside and everything else. And this is the same thing. Just take it with a grain of salt, but make the very best decision you can make. And it's better, if you need to err on the road of caution than on the road of neglect. So anyway, that was a quick one. Just wanted to share that with you, that there is no panic necessary. Just really keep clean, personal hygiene, self-care, sleep enough, eat healthy, and don't go and eat in huge restaurants or places where it's dangerous to go. Okay, that's it for today. I wish everybody a happy and safe time, and let's talk again next week. Have a wonderful weekend. Relax, enjoy each other in the home, and make the best out of this situation. Take care until next week. And if you want to actually respond to anything, you can email me at dythomson@gmail.com, and make sure you put in the URL that it's from Blog Talk Radio or BTR, and that it has to do with COVID-19 or something like that. If you want to be on my show as a guest, let me know, and let me know what you would like to talk about. And anything that has to do with get healthy now, healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances, which this is going to be when you take care of yourself and you don't get exposed, I would love to have you on my show. You can also voicemail or text me at 562-335-4956. And leave me a precise message, and I will get back to you within 24 to 48 hours. All right. Blessings to everybody, and I'll talk to you next week.